Hey, welcome to the Vineyard, everybody. Welcome to those of you joining us online, whatever place or space or city or state or country you're in. My name is Kevin. I'm one of the pastors. So, do you like my dashiki? A friend of mine gave it to me in honor of Black History Month. And can I just say that I love what God is doing in this church, the diversity that is in this place. Can we celebrate the diversity that God has brought together? And not just in the room, but online as well. So I want to ask you a question. Has there ever been a time in your life where someone has asked you, invited you, called you to do something, and you just said, there ain't no way? Like maybe asking you to give a speech. I wonder how many of you have ever had a speech class in high school or college or any time. Can I see your hands if you've had a speech class? A speech class. Okay, let me see this. How many of you hated your speech class? Let me see those hands. Yeah. Why are there more hands up for the second question than the first question? Online, just let your online audience know how you felt about your speech class. Because giving a speech is never an easy thing. A lot of people are really scared to give a speech, and it's not something most people enjoy. So I asked my wife this question. I said, honey, has there ever been a time in your life when you've been asked or invited or called to do something that you thought there's just no way? You know what she said? Moving to Miami. My wife and I are both originally from the Midwest. I'm from Wisconsin. My wife is from Iowa. And you know, we're wired a little differently. I was born on a dairy farm, but really I'm a kind of a city boy at heart. And so moving to Miami, I love the weather, I love the warmth, I love the humidity, I love the people, I love the close proximity. So this was cool for me, but my wife is much more of a Midwestern girl. If you know anything about Midwestern people, they love their space. They have a lot of space. A lot of space with their homes, a lot of space between people. And so this has been a little bit more of a challenge for my wife. You know, but this whole pandemic thing has been, it's been really, she's loved this pandemic thing. I wanted to get her a t-shirt during this pandemic that says, I was born for social distancing. She loves you just from a distance. So, but there are times in our lives when we are asked, when we are invited, when we are called to do something that we simply feel ill-equipped to do. And if that's how you're feeling today, you're in the right place. This weekend, we're continuing our series called 23andMe, where we're looking at the most famous chapter in the Bible, Psalm 23. Now, Psalm 23 is only 6 verses, but those 6 verses are packed full of God's love and faithfulness toward you and me. So Psalm 23, even if you've never heard it before, you think you haven't heard it before, chances are you probably have. Psalm 23 goes like this. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a banquet for me in front of my enemies. And I want to read that last line. I want us to read that last line together out loud with amazing 10:30 Sunday morning enthusiasm. I want the online audience to read it with me as well. Out loud. Ready? Here we go. You anoint my head with oil. Now, what in the world does that mean? You anoint my head with oil. That just, you're going, Pastor Kevin, that sounds so weird. You anoint my head with oil. Now, it's weird for us living in our world today. But if you were around back in the day, a couple thousand years ago when this was written, you would know exactly what this means. And you would know how special this is, how important this is, that when somebody anointed your head with oil, it was a big deal. See, back in the day, you might have seen pictures of this. In fact, we got a picture coming up on screen. You might see pictures of this of somebody where somebody would kneel down and somebody would pour oil over the head. That was called, they were being anointed. But what is happening? What's happening is they're being, that person kneeling, they're being chosen. They're being set apart. And somebody would literally take a vial of oil and pour it over their head as a sign that they have been chosen by God. They've been anointed by God. And it was incredibly powerful moment when this anointing happened. But let me just clarify something for just a moment. Okay. It's not about the oil. Okay, the oil is important, but the oil is just a symbol. It's kind of like this wedding ring I wear. Okay, 34 years ago, I stood before a pastor at a small church in Iowa, and I said, I do. And for the last 34 years, I've been trying to figure out what I did. But look, this wedding band I wear proudly every day is just a symbol. The wedding band doesn't make me married. Right? This doesn't make you married. I'm still married if I take the wedding band off. It's simply a symbol. And it's kind of like baptism. In 3 weeks, we're going to be having water baptisms here on the weekend. We're going to be having a tub of water over here. We're going to baptize people in a very COVID-friendly, sanitized way. It's going to be happening over here. And this tub of water. But baptism is a symbol. Baptism is a sign. Baptism says that I have opened my heart to Jesus, and now I want to go public with that declaration. That's what baptism is. It's a symbol. It's a sign. Baptism doesn't make someone a believer. They're already a believer. Baptism simply is a symbol, a sign. And Pastor Kevin, what about the water? Something special about the water? No, the water is Dade County water. We just added chlorine to it. There's nothing special about the water. It's not like holy water. It's just water. It's a symbol. It's a sign. You know, it's kind of the same thing with oil. From time to time, some people have traveled and visited Israel. And when they came back from Israel, they had a vial of oil, of olive oil that they got from Israel. And it was, you know, and they'd show me, Pastor Kevin, look, I went to Israel. I got this vial of oil from Israel. It's been blessed by a rabbi. Okay, listen, that's cool. That's cool. But can I tell you look, there's nothing special about the oil. The oil is oil. What makes the anointing is not the oil. What makes the anointing, anointing is the power of the risen King, of God. That's what makes anointing oil the anointing oil. Only God can make something holy. It's the presence and power of God. Well, Pastor Kevin, is it wrong to use anointing oil? No, absolutely not. The Bible talks about it. Use it. But the power is not in the oil. The power is in the living God. Okay, just want to clarify. So when someone was anointed back in the day, it was a symbol that God approves of you, that God's presence will be with you, that you've been called, you've been chosen, you've been set apart to accomplish whatever it is God has called you to do. And so it's a really cool thing. And a lot of people think sometimes that, God calls, he calls, okay, the anointing, you know, a lot of people think it's like for missionaries or pastors or priests or nuns or people who do church work or nonprofit work, but that's not the case. Do you realize that God calls everyone? God has called you. All of you, God has called you. Do you realize that before you were born, God wanted you to be born? That there are no accidental births. Now, your parents might have told you an accident, but not to God. God wanted you here. God chose you to be here. You have been chosen by God. You've been called by God. You've been called by God. I want you to turn to somebody next to you right now. Look at them and tell them, I've been called by God. Tell them, I've been called by God. On the chat, put in the chat, I've been called by God. You've been called by God. Now, for some of you, that may be the first time you've ever said those words out loud in your life. Think of those words you just said. I've been called by God. And you have. You've been called by God. Well, I'm not a pastor. You're not a pastor or priest, but you've been called by God. We've all been called by God. You've been chosen by God. You've been called by God. It doesn't matter. Look, before I was a pastor, I was a Dade County public school teacher, and I was called by God to be a teacher. Hey, can we just show some appreciation for teachers in this place today? Come on. It has been a challenge to be in education over these past COVID seasons. Would you agree with me? I mean, crazy times and teachers and educators and you know, principals and administrators and everybody. God calls you, whatever your calling may be. When I was a school teacher, I was called to be a school teacher. You may be an Uber driver, a banker, an investor, a business person, a homemaker, a nurse, a doctor, an artist, a musician, a politician, maybe sales, professional coach, athlete, gamer, whatever it is. God has called you to do it. God has called you to do it. Look what it says. Next verse. God has made us what we are. In Christ Jesus, God created us to do good works, which God planned in advance for us to live our lives doing. The Bible clearly says you have been called by God. But now here's the catch. Okay, listen, here's the catch. And if you don't get anything else I say today, you got to get this. Here's the catch. You cannot fulfill your calling the way God wants you to on your own power. You need God's anointing. You're going, Pastor Kevin, what is God's anointing? Here's God's anointing. God's anointing is simply this: the supernatural power and presence of God. That's all it is. The supernatural power and presence of God. The supernatural power and presence of God. Would you say that with me out loud? Ready? The supernatural power and presence of God. That's the anointing. That's the anointing. The supernatural power and presence of God. And all of us need this every day of our lives. It's the energy. It's the insight. It's the supernatural ability God gives you. It's the power and presence of God. He anoints my head with oil. The supernatural power and presence of God. So I want to talk about what that means for you and me in our lives today. I mean, that's what this whole series is. You and me. So let's talk about what that means. So, love you to do something. I'd love for you to locate an outline. Here's how you locate the outline on our Miami Vineyard app. So if you haven't yet downloaded the app, it's very simple to do. You see a QR code coming up on screen online. Your online host can tell you to do that. If you're in this room, you don't know if the seat backs in front of you have a QR code there, just scan the QR code or go to your app store, just download Miami Vineyard app. On the app is like our church on your phone. It's everything you need. They have an outline in English and Espanol, and there's lots of things on that Miami Vineyard app that are there for you. So if you want to track with me today and you can actually fill in some notes right there on your phone, on your app, if you got it open right there. So I want to give you a couple things today. What does this anointing mean for you and me? Here we go. Here's number one. Here's the first thing it means for you and me. Living our lives in 2021. Here's the first thing. When God appoints me, he anoints me. Now, what does that mean? That when God invites you, calls you, asks you to do something, he anoints you to do just that. When he gives you an assignment, he's going to give you the empowerment. Earlier, I spoke about my wife moving to Miami many years ago and being a challenge for her. But she'll tell you, look, if you ask her, she'll tell you every day she experiences the grace and the power and the anointing of God to be living in Miami. Can I tell you, we all need the grace and power of God to be living in Miami. Not an easy place to call home, but it's a great place to call home. I love Miami. I love this city. I've loved it for many, 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 many years. A great place to call home. But it's a supernatural power and presence of God. When God appoints me, he anoints me. I think of a married couple. You know, I've performed hundreds of weddings over the years of being in this role. I don't do weddings anymore because of the size of our church. We have a whole staff now that performs weddings. But I still perform them for close friends and family members and staff members. So recently, there was a staff member that got married. And it was in this COVID season, so crazy doing a wedding in COVID season because there was like 20 people in the room and hundreds more online, like watching on Facebook and all this kind of stuff. It was wild. But we did this wedding. But at some point in the wedding, I called forward down to me. I called the parents of the bride and groom to come forward. And so we gathered around this couple. We laid hands on this couple, the parents and me, and we prayed over the couple. Now, what did I pray? I prayed for God's anointing. I prayed for God's power, supernatural power and presence to be upon this couple. Because can I tell you, it takes the supernatural power and presence of God to make it in a marriage. I just don't understand. I really don't understand how people can go the distance. Like you can stay married for 50 plus years without the supernatural power and presence of God. I don't know how that happens because I need the supernatural power and presence of God every day. Any married folks in here that need the supernatural power and presence of God every day? Yeah, hello. I think of whatever season of life you may be in, you may be single or single again. You need the supernatural power and presence of God. I think about parents. Parents. Let me ask you, do you need the supernatural power and presence of God? Yeah, hello. I got five kids. You need the supernatural power and presence of God. And your kids need the supernatural power and presence of God. They have you for their parents. We need the supernatural power and presence of God. Students, you need the supernatural power and presence of God. Okay, whatever season of life we're in, whatever God has called us to, whatever this calling is that we're heading right now, we need the supernatural power and presence of God. But there are a couple things that we're all called to. No matter what season you may be in, no matter what, we're all called, all of us, men, women, married, single, single again, we're all called to a couple of things. Here's one. We are all called to share our faith. All of us. We're all called to that. We're all called to let our light shine. Do you realize this? Do you realize that the place you're living in right now, townhouse, home, apartment, duplex, whatever it is, wherever you're living right now, do you realize this? Wherever you're living right now, that God has called you to be there. The Bible says in Acts 17 that God chooses the exact times and places we should live. That God has placed you there. You are not living in that place by accident. Now, why are you there? You're there to let your light shine. You're there to let your neighbors know that there is a God who loves them. Now, you don't have to stand on your front door with a megaphone and say, "Did you know Jesus Christ died for you?" No, don't do that. Stop being weird. Okay, when you're called by God, he doesn't call you to be weird. He calls you to be you and to let your light shine. You are not in that house. You are not in that place by accident. You are there to influence the people in your neighborhood by serving them, by loving them, and by when you get an opportunity to share what you believe with them. That's why you're there. But let me tell you a really easy way to share your faith. Let me press the easy button. Here's an easy way to share your faith. In 5 weeks, it's Easter weekend. Just 5 weeks from now. Easter is a fantastic opportunity to invite your friends to join you either in person or online. It's a great way to share your faith, Easter weekend. So we're all called to share our faith. Here's the second thing. We're all called, all of us. We're all called, ready? To serve others. All of us. We're all called to do that. You know, if you talk to anybody here at this church that's serving, and I walk around often and just, I give some knuckles and I said, "Hey, thanks for serving. And everybody looks at me and says, no, Pastor Kevin, thank you. What are you thanking me for? Like you're serving. No, Pastor Kevin, thank you. I said, why? Why are you thanking me? Because Pastor Kevin, I get way more out of this through serving than the person who's receiving it on the other side. It's the power and presence of God. It's the power and presence of God. And every time we step into this calling, every time we step into doing what God says, every time we step into it, that's when you receive the power and presence of God. Every time. And so, as I mentioned, Easter weekend is just 5 weeks away. Easter weekend is going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We are having 7 services between those 3 days. 7 services. 3 of the services are going to be drive-in services where we're all live out in the parking lot. People can stay in their cars. And then 4 services will be here in this room having 4 services here. This is 7 Easter services. Now, here's where you come in. We're asking for some of you to help us and to serve on Easter weekend and join us. So here's how you can do that. We especially need people that are greeters and ushers and those kinds of people just to help invite everybody that's going to be here those weekends. So here's how you can do that. On the app, right? You got the app. On the app, if you just click on the app, at the very top of the app, it says Serve Teams. And you click on Serve Teams and you can register right there for an opportunity to serve on any weekend, but especially Easter weekend. And the teams I'm talking about are guest experience teams, but you can serve in many, many, many capacities all over this. There's lots and lots and lots of ways to serve here at this church, but that's one way right here on the Serve Teams. So we're called to share our faith. We're called to serve others. You know what else we're called to do? We are called to generosity. All of us. Generosity is not just a select few, like the top 5% are called to generosity. No, everybody's called to generosity. We're all called to give, not just of our money, but our time and our resources and our ability and just be generous with people. We're all called. We're all called. And God calls us all to do this. As followers of Jesus, here's what God calls us into. God says, look, everything I've blessed you with, God says, it's all mine. I just give it to you. So here's what I want you to do with it. I want you to take that first 10% and I want you to give it back to me. That's what God says. And God says, if you do this, You are going to experience the supernatural power and presence of God. Some of you have never experienced that financially. You've never experienced that. You know why? Because you haven't taken a risk. Take a risk. Step into this. And every time we step into it, it's the supernatural power and presence of God. The supernatural power and presence of God. And I just want to invite you today to step into this. And you see the supernatural power and presence of God. You anoint my head with oil. For number one is when God appoints me, he anoints me. Here's number two. God's anointing makes the impossible possible. All these things we're talking about today, there's just no way we're ever going to do these things. But look what the Bible says. From his unlimited resources, God will give you mighty inner strength through his Holy Spirit. You see, my resources are limited. My energy is limited. My knowledge is limited. My wisdom is limited. My talent is limited. And so is yours. But God's is not. And when you have God's anointing on your life, he puts mighty strength in you that you did not know you had. For me, I think about pastoring this church. And some of you are going, oh, come on, man, you're natural at this. No, I am not a natural at this. I was asked to become pastor of this church when I was 27 years old. I was asked to leave teaching and become pastor of this church. If you knew the story, I did not want to be pastor of this church. I begged and begged and begged God to not, please don't make me pastor of this church. I don't want to be pastor of this church. And every single day, it's for me experiencing the power and presence of God. If you, every single week, I got to get a message together for y'all. Every single week. And you go, well, come on, man. There's nothing for you. It's just, you just, like, just put it together. Just give it. No. If you only knew every single week, if you knew me, if you could see behind the scenes, you'd see me every single week. I am down on my knees in my office asking God for the words and the tone and the tenor. And God, I would say what you want me to say. I need the supernatural power and presence of God every single day. And so do you. Every single day. Every single day. It's all of us. We need it every single day. The power and presence of God every single day. I can't make it a day without the anointing of God. The supernatural power and presence of God. And we all need it. All of us need it. We need it just to simply do what Jesus told us to do. Look at this next verse. Look what Jesus says. Love your enemies. Right. Do good to those who hate you. Okay. Bless those who curse you. Oh, I'll be right on that right away. Pray for those who mistreat you. Right. I mean, just look what Jesus called us to do. Look, we're all called to do this. Now, this is not for the select top 5%. We're all called to do this. But you're looking at it going, there is not a snowball's chance in hell that I'm going to do those things. You're right. Without the power of the living God in you, you're not going to do any of those things. That's what means the anointing of God, the supernatural power and presence of God. I mean, look what it says. Love your enemies. Okay, wait. So I'm supposed to love that person who cut me off in traffic? I'm supposed to, wait. I'm supposed to love that person who lied and cheated their way into getting the promotion I was in line to get? Wait. I'm supposed to love the person who has said things and posted things on social media, said some very cruel things to me and about me? I'm supposed to love them? I'm supposed to pray for them? Yeah, I'll pray for them. I'll pray they get maimed and mutilated and die 1,000 deaths. Yeah, I'll pray for them. Some of you didn't know I was listening in on your prayer life. You didn't, you had no idea. There's no way I can do that, Pastor Kevin. There's no way. You're right. There's no way. Look what the next verse says. But there is a way, because I can do everything with the help of Christ who gives me the strength I need. By the way, do you know what Christ means? A lot of people think Christ is Jesus' last name. Jesus, first name, Christ, second name, Jesus Christ. And somehow over the years, he's got a middle initial called H. I don't know where that came from. Jesus Christ. Do you know that Christ is not his last name? Christ is a Greek word that means, you ready? Anointed one. He is Christ, he is Jesus the Christ. Jesus the anointed one. Jesus the anointed one. Jesus the Christ. And because he is the anointed one, he is the one who anoints you. The anointing we get comes from the anointed one, Christ. And that brings me to number three. For every day, I need a fresh anointing. For every new day, I need a fresh anointing. You know, there's a... So this is the most famous chapter in the Bible, Psalm 23. And if we shift to the most famous prayer in the Bible, that is a prayer that's commonly referred to as the Lord's Prayer. Many of us have heard the Lord's Prayer. Many of us said the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, right? You know it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, right? There's a phrase in there that says, give us this day our daily bread. Now, that is speaking about literal bread, literal food, yes. But it's speaking about way much, so much more than that. It's speaking about, I need God's supernatural power and presence in my life. I need it every day. Give us this day our daily bread. Not our weekly bread, not our monthly bread. Give us this day our daily bread, that every day in my life, I need the supernatural power and presence of God. Because every day, there's so much happening in my life. I've been called. Whatever your calling is, whatever your season is, every day we need the supernatural power and presence of God in our lives. Give us today a fresh anointing. I can't do this day without you. I need your supernatural power in my life. And for some of you, it has been a while since you had a fresh anointing from God. And so I want to do something right now. I want to pray for a fresh anointing. For everyone in this room and joining me online, I want to pray for a fresh anointing. So can we do something right now? We're not done yet, but can we do something right now? Can if you're able, can you stand with me right now? Would you take a moment? Would you stand with me? And joining me online, if you're able, would you stand with me as well? Because we're all part of this Vineyard family. Whether you're in this room or joining me online, you're part of the Vineyard family. Now, can I ask you to do something? Nate's going to play a little bit on the keys behind me. Can I ask you maybe just to put your hands out in front of you like this, like you're receiving a gift, because I want to pray for you right now for the blessing and the anointing of God. So let's just take a moment right now. We're not going to rush this. Just take a moment, because we need the supernatural power and presence of God. We need the anointing of God. So come, Holy Spirit. Come in this place. Come in whatever space you may be in. Come into our space today. Come, Holy Spirit. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. And would you just open up your life and open up your heart to say, God, I need you. God, I need you. I can't do this without you. And some of you, you're facing some serious challenges in your life. In fact, some of you are going through a health challenge right now. In fact, if you're going through some kind of a health challenge right now and you need the anointing of God, just slip a hand up in the air right now. Just let me see your hands. You're going through a health challenge right now. I see those hands all over this place and online. I see those hands. Okay, you can put them down. I just want to, God, come with your anointing. And I really sense that God spoke to me before this weekend that he's bringing healing to you right now in the name of Jesus. He's bringing healing to you right now in the name of Jesus. Just receive the anointing of God. Receive the anointing of God. Some of you, it may not be a health challenge, but it may be a relationship challenge, a financial challenge, a mental health challenge. God, let your anointing come. God, we can't do this without you. We can't live this life without you. Some of you are in a new season right now. You may be a new season for a job. It may be a new season for a career. You may be stepping out into a new season. I don't know what your new season may be. You may be a married, may be a new season. You may be a new parent. You may be a new foster parent. Whatever your new season may be, I just want to encourage you today to step into it. And as you step into it, that's when you receive the power and presence of God. Peter didn't walk on the water when he was still in the boat. He walked on the water as he stepped out of the boat. And that's when we experience the power and presence of God. When we step out of the boat, we step onto that water, that's when we receive the supernatural power and presence of God. So whatever it is for you, step into it, because I believe that God is inviting you today to take a risk. I really do. I think he's inviting you to take a risk. Some of you know what God has been whispering to you. You know the risk you're supposed to take, and you just haven't gotten there yet. I want to tell you today, take the risk. Because as you step out of the boat, that's the supernatural power and presence of God. Some of you, God is challenging you to take a risk and to honor him with that first 10%. But you're thinking, Pastor Kevin, I just can't afford to. God is challenging you today to take a risk. Take a step, take a risk, and just trust God that the supernatural power and presence of God is going to show up in your life. The only way we're ever going to know is to take that risk and say, God, I need you. I can't do this without you. And so, God, I pray for your supernatural power and presence in our lives. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen.